I'm Keith Peters in Washington. American employers added a surprisingly strong 178,000 new jobs last month, rebounding from a dismal February. And the unemployment rate dipped to 4.3%.
The Labor Department reported Friday that hiring marked a rebound from the loss of 133,000 jobs in February. The job gains were about three times what economists had forecast. The unemployment rate was down from 4.4% in February. That's partly because the labor force, those working and looking for work, dropped by 396,000 in March, so fewer people were competing for jobs. Factories added 15,000 jobs last month and construction companies 26,000, probably because of warmer weather last month. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A U.S. fighter jet has been shot down in Iran and one crew member was rescued. It's the first aircraft down since the war began nearly 5 weeks ago. It marked a major escalation in the conflict. Separately, a second U.S. Air Force combat aircraft went down in the Middle East on Friday. A new book written by the vice president of Colorado Springs-based ministry Focus on the Family is offering hope that the upcoming generation of Americans are embracing traditional values. Tim Gagline says as he lectures on college campuses, his message to young people is straightforward.
If you want a long-term measurable happiness, get married and stay married. Have children. Enjoy grandchildren. There is actually study after study that shows that the well-ordered society begins in what we call the natural nuclear family. What really matters is having a good life and a well-ordered society.
Tim Gagline's just published book is titled What Really Matters, Restoring a Legacy of Faith, Freedom, and Family. This is SRN News. A leading gay rights activist takes a stand on transgenderism.
Herndon Graddick used to be the president of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. He went on the podcast series Strange Bedfellows with Ben Kowalor and Andy Mills to say that he opposes letting children have puberty-blocking drugs to live as the opposite sex. Graddick says, quote, teenagers and kids should not be given the power to make these life-altering decisions. He admits that GLAAD was wrong on the issue. Michael Harrington reporting.
People who distribute or intend to distribute abortion-inducing medication in Mississippi could face a criminal charge and up to 10 years in prison if convicted under a bill lawmakers have just passed. Representative Celeste Hurst, a Republican, says she introduced the measure to keep doctors from out of state from circumventing our current law. However, legal experts say it will be very difficult to prosecute providers who send the drugs in. This is SRN News. With Easter upon us, food safety experts are offering some egg handling tips. Correspondent Rich Thomason reports.
They say you can dye eggs and eat them safely if they're handled right. We're told we should hard boil the eggs first to reduce the risk of salmonella, then follow the household two-hour rule for the amount of time that eggs are safe at room temperature. Both artificial and natural food dyes are okay as long as they're labeled food grade. But if you're planning on an egg hunt outside, might be best to go with plastic eggs. Keep the dyed eggs for your Easter spread. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Trump administration has scaled back its plans to dismantle the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Under the new plan, the Bureau's headcount would be reduced from 1,700 authorized employees before Trump's second term to roughly 550 staffers. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.